A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samach Gimel, Zvachim 63a, pagination is 125. We'll start on the fourth line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Menachas hayu nikmatzas b'chamakam bo'azara. The korban mincha, which is the flour oil type offering, is going to have its critical act, which is the kmitza, where the Kohen would take a certain type of fistful, specifically orienting his fingers in a certain way, and he would take a portion off, which would be burnt. That act of kmitza is b'chol makom bo'azara, can be done anywhere in the courtyard. It does not have to be done in the northern part, for example, like the karban ola and chatos had to be. V'ne'echolos lefnim min akloim. It was eaten, meaning the remaining part that's eaten to the Kohanim is eaten within the curtains, within the partitions, meaning inside the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, lezichrei kohuna, to the male Kohanim, b'chomaychol, however they would do it, leyom v'laylo ad chatzos, for the day of the offering and its night, until chatzos, which we discussed when we say until chatzos, it could very well mean that really it goes till alos, but there's a prevention, a siyog, a fence put in place that we shouldn't go too far, and therefore it's only until halachic midnight. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, mincha shenikmitza beheichol ksheira. If the mincha was done, its kmitza was done further in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the Kodesh, the area that had the menorah, shulchan, and small mizbeach, that would also be kosher. Watch the analogy. Shekein matzinu besiluk bazichin. Because we know that there were specific portions by the lechem hapanim, by the showbreads on the shulchan, that were removed and burnt. And that act of removing those portions is like the act of kmitza. You have these breads, so they're already made into bread, but you're taking off a portion, and that portion makes it all kosher. That's like the act of kmitza. And that act was done in the Kodesh, in the Heichal, in that holier part of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, if for some reason someone did the Kmitza in that inner area, it would be kosher. Let's drop down to the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. So we're about 8 lines from the bottom now. Chatos Ha'of. The karban chatos, if it was a bird karban chatos, there are two types. You could have an animal, or you could have a bird. So if it was the bird type, and they were processed differently. If it was the bird type, paisanasas alkeren deromis ma'aravis, it was done by the southwest corner. Uvuchol makam haisa kishera, the malika, the special type of nipping the head, was kosher anywhere in the Azara. Elazehoi samikoma, but as far as Hazaah goes, as far as applying the blood goes, it had to be done in this southwest corner as described. The Mishnah continues with the more encyclopedic type of statements. Ushlosha devarim hoisa osa keren mishameshes, and there are three things that corner was used for, milmata, below the midline, ushlosha milmaila, and three things that corner, the southwest corner, was used above the midline. Before we explain the three and three, let's just orient ourselves. The southwest corner, if you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash complex, into the Beis HaMikdash, facing what will ultimately lead you to the Kodesh Kadoshim, So the southwest corner of the Mizbeach means the far left. So the Mishnah tells us, Milmata Chatas Ha'of, below the midline of the Mizbeach, as we just mentioned, is the application of the Chatas Ha'of's blood, V'Hagashos, when a mincha has to be brought close to the Mizbeach, it was out at the southwest corner, perhaps even touching the Mizbeach, Ushiyore Adam, and the leftover blood, as we've discussed on a number of occasions, was poured down by the southwest corner in a special hole designed to send the blood underneath the Mizbeach. Umil Mailon, and above the midline, also by the southwest corner, Nisuch Hayayin VeHamayim, the pouring of the wine and water, which we're describing as being done above the midline, that's being done from the top area of the Mizbeach, and there were special pipes that would send it down to underneath the Mizbeach. V'olas ha'of kishehi rabba b'mizrach. And the carbon ola of the oaf, it would have its applications done in the southwest if its normal location was not available, which was the southeast corner. The olas ha'of is going to have its application done, and then it's going to be placed, tossed, towards the Makom HaDeshen, to the specific area where the ash was deposited, and that was by the southeast part of the Mizbeach. Again, in orientation descriptions, that's the closer left-hand corner. Our Mishnah is telling us that if there was a lot going on over there, by the southeast corner, by the closer left corner, then they would move to the far left corner, the southwest, in order to do the savoda. So again, its normal location is going to be the closer left, but this far left corner was a busy corner, three items on the bottom, three items on the top, but this item of Ola Sa'of is only if its ideal corner was not available. Turning the page, just to develop one item in the Mishnah, which we developed orally, but let's see the sourcing. Samach Gimel Amed Beis, the two dots towards the bottom of the page, it's about nine lines up at the end of a line. B'chol makom haisa kishera, it's allowed to be done anywhere except that this is its location. What does the Mishnah mean? Ma'ika Omar, what do you mean? Amar Ravashi, Yochi Kama, this is what we mean. B'chol makom haisa kishera l'meli kasa, the nipping of the head, that can be done anywhere in the Azara. Elazah ha'yamikom ala haza'asa, but this is the proper place for doing the sprinkling or the squeezing of the blood, that application. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.